Welcome to Being Bipolar. I'm your host, Doobie. I'm going to introduce you into my madness, and hopefully it'll help you with yours. Well, it seems as though I have made a part three out of this for the simple fact is I have upset a few people asking me what qualifies me to give names of musicians. I mean, what education, what experience do you have to make these so-called guitar heroes? I love trolls. Okay, it's all good because, yeah, that means you're listening and that means you have an opinion. Cool, get it out there, man. The wording could be a little bit better, but hey, I'm open. Shit, half the people that know me actually understand that I am an asshole. Plain and simple, because I am bipolar, I am transparent, I am brutally honest, and I don't give a shit unless, you know, I give a shit. But anyway, I got asked three different times what my background is. Not out of, you know, being pissy. Actually, they were interested in the history, in my mental health, in music, and how it helped guide me, and how educating myself with music, getting in depth with all the articles, and, you know, just constantly. I wouldn't do homework. I would read magazines. I would watch videos. I would practice playing my guitar. I mean, that's right there is a foundation. My first album was Kiss Dynasty, given to me by my grandmother. I know I've said that repeatedly, but it's the starting point, you know. It, I have educated myself in a lot of these different musicians because I was studying their playing habits, their warm-up, practicing, their style, their technique. A lot of the musicians you heard from the last two episodes are my foundation. I mean, I could seriously keep going and keep naming guitar players and actual musicians that made a difference in my life. Not only big time stars, rock stars, but even the local bar musicians that are out there playing weekly and where crowds are having a good time. I've been involved in all of that. Okay, so that is my education as well. You know, Southwest Iowa Regime. Anyway, so I have educated myself most of my life when it came to music. Now that I am actually taking college courses to become a therapist, I took music appreciation and I got into the classical realm. You know, beginning of time when cavemen put two and two together and banged drums, made rhythm. Hey, there's music. To where David, and going into Jerusalem as he danced. And I got that from Footloose, ladies and gentlemen. But all in all, music is a key foundation in my life with my mental health as well. Because as I was learning the music, playing the music, I was directing my mind and my, I'm guessing, learning how to guide my thinking process. I was focusing. I wasn't letting outside interference get in the way. And that meant many, many hours alone in my room with the headphones on and you know, pause and record, making tapes for people. One of the key things I loved doing was, side note, my dad was also big on music, so I would get his hand-me-downs on the stereos. Well, one of the hand-me-downs was the dual deck with the record player on top. So I was already collecting pretty good records as well as my parents' collection. So I was already doing the double taping and the recording and making my own mixtapes so I could just play them all night long in my little Walkman. And so for all of you who don't know what a Walkman is, fuck you. Anyway, now, as I was asked about my education background, I'm learning through these college courses, the music appreciation, that my music theory was really off key in a, ooh, funny, musical. That was a nice little joke, off key. Yeah. And I got to learn something that I really enjoyed about music and I didn't know, and the harmonies. Now, as I went on through life with music going 24/7 for myself, at seventh grade, I got involved with choir. Okay, now seventh grade, my voice hadn't changed yet. Okay, so I was a high screeching bitch. And when I went into choir, I don't remember the teachers' names. So we had to do the la 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 la, and then the teacher would gauge you if you were an alto, soprano, descant, even bass. So I was an alto and a soprano. And that year, I was singing and I was playing trumpet in the school band. And it was a pain in the ass because we had to rent a damn trumpet. And one thing, the guitar is one thing, but a trumpet is something entirely different, man. And your neighbors will let you know. Now, I could only practice when my dad was at work and my mom was at our great friend's house across the street. And don't forget now, this is a time where it was safe for everybody to leave their children out in the, you know, yard to play. You know, we drank out of, faucets and shit like that. We made mud pies, threw them at cars as they were going by, as the parents would flip us off. You know, things like that, the good shit. But anyway, yeah, the trumpet, that was a whole different ball game. But it educated me. I started learning how to read music. Now, before this, I was doing tablature, which is basically 1-2-3 guide to where you put your fingers on the fretboard. You know, and it's a great learning process. Both of them are for a guitarist, hands down, because as you're playing along with the tablature, you're also learning the music, so it's a good thing to do. But I'm juggling choir and I'm juggling the trumpet. Well, the trumpet went, it gone, bye bye. We moved to good old Winchester, Virginia. I hit eighth grade. Choir class was a must. Wow, that was life-changing for me. Miss Copenhagen, she was awesome. Playing, you know, she was in her 50s and she was teaching music. She taught piano as well. She and I clicked right away. Okay, and I was coming into puberty, man, my hormones were kicking in and my voice was starting to change. And my hormones, oh my God, they went into overdrive. I was the only guy in a class of like 23. Yeah. So I had 22, 23 girls, somewhere around that, every day. You know, every day. I love choir class, and I met a lot of interesting women in choir. But I think what I learned the most out of Miss Copenhaver's class was harmonies, because I had turned into a bass. I was able to do the soprano, and I was able to do a little bit of the alto. Because of the switch between the vocals, the octaves were pretty stretchy for somebody whose voice was changing. So I was skipping around. So instead of actually going note for note, what she would teach me to do is use the bass as much as I could to harmonize with the rest of the group. Since I was the only one that was in that low tone, we figured, since I already explained to her my background of hearing by ear, playing along with the songs and the music. Okay, so a lot of times I would hum along just to find the right note on the fretboard. So I was using the same tactics with my voice. So we worked a lot together on that, and she taught me so much, to where I was put in a small room with all 23 of these girls, each individually, you know, at a time, where they had to sing along with me the la-la-las, so we could figure out who harmonized better with who. Man, that alone, I found out there were some freaks in good old Frederick County, Virginia. Freaky deaky freaks. And yeah, it's amazing. Music can bring out a lot in an individual. I'll just say that and leave it at that. But that was an eye-opening educational process towards music. So with that appreciation going into high school, that's when my blossoming development of long hair metal, the guitarists that were coming out, it was just like, oh, watching in time lapse a field blossoming of purple lavender. That's what it felt like to me now. Because with Headbangers Ball coming in, with the radio actually developing bigger balls to play more, and word of mouth, the underground, you know, that's how I learned about Metallica. The underground. Okay? And as soon as I got Ride, that was it for me. That established my entire educational focus on music. So I might not be like educated in the collegiate form as I am working on now, but for the past 37 years, 38 years, I have been involved with music, and I am sure I'm not alone. There are a lot of uneducated musicians that have basically spent their entire lives educating themselves on the one thing they love. Everybody has theory about music. Everybody has their own opinion about music. So if I come up and say, hey, the greatest guitarist ever is Zakk Wylde, that's my opinion. Okay, you're going to counter with, oh no. I believe that Jimmy Page, Tony Iommi, Eddie Van Halen, Dimebag Darrell, Chris Olivia. The list goes on and on. You know, you can come up, but everybody has their own thing. So when I come up with my guitar heroes, one and two, I basically gave you a list of my professors. Okay? They were my teachers. Zach Wild, he's my god. Okay, I worship everything about what this man does. Okay, and that's me. There are other I know musicians out there that worship like David Bowie. Iconic musician. Okay, and a hell of a man, period. Okay, and then you've got musicians out there that like little people. What? I knew a musician out there that really loved Danny Gatton. Now, Danny Gatton was not really big known wide, but one hell of a guitar player. I'm pure genius guitar player. And he played DC area, but you know, there were a lot, there's so many musicians out there, and I see them every day. Facebook, you guys do that TikTok thing. I don't touch TikTok because, not because of China, because the U.S. Yeah, China, we already know what they do with their shit, but we don't know what we're doing with our own stuff now, do we? So I don't deal with TikTok, too much going on. And I don't do the Twitter, too much going on. Facebook, I really don't give a shit because it's Facebook. It's all over the world. They already know everything. I mean, right now, a copy of this podcast is going to all the one percenters that don't want me to be saying stupid shit. You know, the one percenters. Yeah. Anyways, now, I apologize if any of my opinions on what I state in my podcast about being bipolar, you know, I'll flat out tell you, I'm transparent, I'm crazy. But in the same sense, I don't want you thinking that I'm not sensitive or empathetic. If you're a Buckethead fan, or, you know, and I do have to give, Mark Tremonti, I am so sorry, dude, Alter Bridge, Creed, working with all these musicians, and Miles Kennedy, I gotta give you props there, brother. So, but I got a small little tippet from the line about why I only gave Mark 3 seconds. Sorry. It's like Chad Kroeger. Oh, Nickelback. Sorry. He's another great guitar player, you know. But I could keep going on and on and on. But I have to say that I am sorry that I did not do if I have to go through 3 of these things, I must have done something wrong or right. It depends. But it seems to be an interesting, I get a lot of PMs and I'm like, what are you doing? What are you talking about? I'm sorry, dude. Damn, huh? Get over it. It's just my opinion. Love me. Don't hate me. Be nice. Alright guys, well, this is the end of it. I'm done. No more. Okay? Please? Unless you say something. You have to understand, I'm a ratings bitch. If you want it, I'll give it to you. I'll tell you whatever you want to know. I don't care. I really don't. Because I'm Doobie Snacks. I'm bipolar. I don't care. Love you. Bye-bye. This is the end of the program, where I basically tell you this is the end of the program. So you will stop listening now because it's the end of the program. Remember, this is the end of the program. So subscribe. If you want to hear more, get a hold of me. But this is the end of the program. So stop listening. This is it. Welcome to Doobie's Madness. This is the end of the program. So you can stop listening now. It's okay.